Hi guys, welcome to episode 3. This episode's been a little bit late actually. I've been a little busy. So my apologies for that. Anyway, as you may already be able to tell, this episode's a little different than usual. I am going completely unscripted for this episode, just to see how it works. If it doesn't work, I'll go back to half-scripted, half-unscripted, and trial and error, see how we go. Okay. Few bits and pieces in the news segment first. We got a few new collections lately. We had the Beach Bum, we had the Voodoo, and we've now got the failed prototypes. I have to say, the failed prototypes are by far my favourite. I think they are just so... there's something about them. I like them. They have character. I like it. The artwork I found lately for a lot of the new collections is just out of this world. It seems to be bigger as well. It seems to fill up more of the space in the picture part of the treasure. And I like that. I like the big treasures. If you compare that, for instance, to the Twinkles, I always found was a very small picture for the treasure. But like, if you take that, I'm sure we've all seen High Bird. That is quite a big treasure, and I like that. The Voodoo's the same. It's quite large, chunky pictures compared. Incidentally, I have to say, I think Traveler's Quest are making the treasures rarer. When Strawny's Lagoon came out, I probably got quite a few of the actual Lagoon treasures. Not Strawny himself, or Junk in the Trunk. But a lot of the treasures, the easier to get ones, were easier to get. I find Voodoo very rare. Very rare. So, it's kind of neat. It's kind of fun. I also have to give a shout out to Late Red, who visited my Eyrie. In fact, Late Red came within 0.36 miles of my house, so that was kind of neat. He didn't take all the treasures from where I live, so I'm quite pleased with that. But he did leave a few bits and pieces from his area, which I'm quite proud to own. That's quite nice. I like that. I think that's it for news, really. Oh, 2.1 came out a little while back now, actually, because I'm late doing the podcast. It brought with it a few bug fixes, and I believe all that happened was that the Uber detects and such went up in price. I think it's depending on when you've bought, maybe. I'm not really sure on that one. I should have done a bit of research. I'm sure I'll get corrected at some point. On to Quanda from last week. Well, 2 weeks ago. And let's see what we've got. We have got... Ooh, we've got a very special thing coming up from one of the prominent members of the Traveler's Quest Society has sent me something brilliant, which I will cut in at the end of Quanda. So if you're getting bored, just wait till the end of Quanda, it'll be good. Okay. Last week's question, by the way, was, where did you get your Traveler's Quest name? What does it mean? Maybe I'll do mine. Yeah, I'll do mine. Mine, Crowley177. Is actually, it comes from two books. The first book it comes from is a book called Good Omens, which was co-written by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. I've never known how to pronounce his last name. I always say Gaiman, so Neil Gaiman. The guy who wrote Neverwhere. Crowley was one of the characters in Good Omens. It was Crowley and Aziraphale. Crowley was the demon. He was a fallen angel demon. And to be honest with you, I read it such a long time ago, I'm sketchy on the plot, but I know I enjoyed it. So I'm a big reader. I'm a big Terry Pratchett fan, actually. You know, if you've ever seen my bedroom, it's cram-packed with his books, so let's restart this music, which is going to be our kind of theme tune. It's public domain, so... yeah, and the 177 bit comes from another Terry Pratchett book. It's actually a badge number for Commander Vimes of the City Watch in the City Watch books from Discworld. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Commander Vimes or Discworld. Probably one or two of you are. It's a very popular book series. I used to go by the internet handle Crowley253 because that is my Hotmail address. But I changed it when I made my gamertag. Incidentally, my gamertag is Crowley177 for Xbox Live, if anybody wants to add me. I will be playing a little game that comes out on the 14th. Anybody knows Halo Reach? It's a really little game. It's a really obscure title. I don't know if anybody realizes that comes out, actually. Anyway, on the Traveler's Quest. See, when I'm unscripted, I deviate. I digress. I digest. Right. This is from Sleeping Lionheart. Griever, Sleeping Lionheart. Growing up, I played a lot of video games. By the way, I have to read these. These aren't unscripted, because this isn't me. It'd be really hard to do other people unscripted, wouldn't it? Right. SLH says, growing up, I played a lot of video games, one being a PC RPG, Final Fantasy VIII. The main character of the game, Graham, is much like myself, kind of an idol of mine. I wear the same necklace he does, the Sleeping Lionheart, which is my profile picture. The Lionheart's name is Griever. The icon is a symbol of strength. If you've ever considered symbolism yourself, an animal or creature, to define yourself, mine is the Lionheart, symbolizing inner strength and endurance. I played Final Fantasy VIII. I knew her name was from that. But, I think it's one of the last Guardian forces you get. It's kind of cool. Okay, next person. This is from The Shadow. My username came from the famous radio show The Shadow. The character had the power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. A useful skill for a pirate plundering treasures. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow does. My favorite treasure... That's 2 weeks ago now. I'll read it anyway. My favorite treasure is the leverage from Scrawny's Lagoon collection. The Shadow always had his pistols. Oh, I suppose. The Shadow always had his pistols with him. Was that... No, that wasn't the... Was that called The Shadow? I don't know. Was he called The Shadow? The guy in purple with the black mask. Who am I thinking of? I don't know. Okay. Let's see. This is from Chili Toby Mom. I got my Traveler's Quest name from my dogs. Chili is a Rat Terrier and Toby is a Jack Russell mix. Why did I choose it? Our children are all grown up and I need to replace them with something. Also, it uses the name in other places. It's shorter than Justin Robert Jenner Mom. My husband's Traveler's Quest name is... Please excuse me if I say this wrong. Borged. I don't know how to pronounce that. I probably said it right at some point in that amalgamation of crap. It's part of our last... If it's part, then I probably can't pronounce it wrong. He uses it a lot of places. Borged. And, oh yeah, I have to say, right, this is unscripted because they didn't send me anything because they're a pair of lazy people. My two friends, Moondog and David14. Moondog gets his name from an early 90s cartoon known as the Moomins, which his brother's nickname for a while was Moomin. For various reasons, and obviously the nickname passed to him, as it does in families sometimes. And one day he was apparently in the pub and somebody was talking about the rapper Snoop Dogg and himself, and it kind of melded together to form Moom Dogg. Although I think he changed it himself to sound more cool myself, because he puts two G's on the end of dog as well. There's no need for it. And David 14, that's actually his nickname where we live, simply because he actually has 14 toes. I had to get his permission to say that on air, because he's not very happy with having 14 toes. So, I guess he should have sent me some material to read out then, shouldn't he? Okay, I'm going to cut here and stick on a very special reply.
Arg, mateys, this be Java King. Me online gamer name be founded long ago from a game called Half-Life. It's from me love of drinking coffee and staying up all night. Mountain Dew be working too. Ha ha ha. Best of luck to ye, mateys.
Okay, that was fantastic. I have to admit, when I got that, I was actually in work, and it made me smile for a few hours. Okay, that's about... Oh yes, there's no question this week for next week. In fact, what I'm going to do is, I want an interview with one of you guys. Now, you can do it any old way you want. You can get in touch with me on MSN through Travis Podcast, and we can set up a talk session through Skype or through MSN, or you can simply get in touch with me again and say that you want to do it. Again, I'm going to have to take the first person. I can't see many people wanting to do it. If nobody does it, I will interview myself. Pardon me. I will interview myself if nobody gets in touch with me within a week or so, depending. I don't know if I'm going to be busy. But as soon as the interview is done, we'll probably put it on. So yes, anybody that wants to do one, somebody please do one. You can do it in text form if you want. If you don't want to speak to me, or you don't want to record anything on your iPhone for me, it's absolutely fine. We can do it, and I can just mimic your voice. I'll just do my best to do a different voice, you know, and talk a bit like this. That just sounds like me, isn't it? A bit camper. Okay. I'm going to do a little segment at the end of the show that isn't Traveller's Quest related. It's going to probably last about a minute. So, apologies to anybody who just tuned in for Traveller's Quest. If you just tuned in for Traveller's Quest, turn it off now! You've been warned! other news then. September sees the coming of a lot of new series of TV shows. Could have done that better. Let me do that again, hang on. A lot of new TV show series starts in September. That's crap. Oh, you get my point. The 23rd, I believe, is when a lot of stuff starts. The Big Bang Theory, Dexter, Bones, Supernatural. I'm looking forward to Supernatural. What else? Oh yes, if you live in the UK, don't forget to watch An Idiot Abroad, featuring a much better podcast than me, Carl Pilkington. Please watch it. It's Sky One. If you need any more details, if you don't know anything about Carl Pilkington, please listen to the Ricky Gervais podcasts. You won't be disappointed. Also, a couple of games come out. I don't have a PS3, I have an Xbox, so I'm not going to be talking about PS3 things. if Sony is listening to this, if you send me a PS3, I will talk about it. Very doubtful that Sony's going to be listening now. Halo Reach, I'm getting. So if you want to play some Halo Reach on the 14th with me, David 14 and Moondog, because we'll all be getting it. So if you want to join our party and do some team death matching with us, that's fine. Crowley177, that's my gamer tag. Add me as a friend. I think that is all. That's it. That's all I wanted to say. Again, sorry for... I don't know how long this has gone on for. I think this is the longest one so far. I've been rambling. I apologize. Oh yeah, let me know if you want me to go back to scripted. I won't feel hurt or anything, just, you know, it's just, you guys have to listen to it, I just have to sit and talk. So, let me know if you want me to go back to scripted, that's fine, I'll do that, and enjoy your week. Oh, it's my birthday tomorrow, by the way, the 9th of September, so you can send me virtual hugs and kisses to my Traveller's Quest or to my Facebook, that's fine. If you want to send me a PS3 if you are Sony, that's fine. Or a new Xbox, I don't mind. Alright, bye guys.